Welcome to What's Poppin'. This week, I actually have someone to interview. It's Kayla Kong. Kayla, thank you for being on the show. You can talk now, Kayla.
Hello.
All right, Kayla. The first question I have for you is, how long have you been in the Fremont area?
16 years.
16 years, so pretty much your whole life?
Yeah.
Same house?
Yeah.
That was easy.
Yeah.
All right. How did you get to Prince of Peace?
My grandma worked with someone whose granddaughter went to Prince of Peace. And so that's how I started preschool here.
So you went to preschool at Prince of Peace, and did you go to school all the way through?
Yep.
Where are you now?
Washington High School.
Washington High School. So you're all your schooling's been very, very close.
Yep.
You walk everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you lived that close enough that you could walk. Did you walk to grade school too?
Most of the time I was driven because I was like really young. But kind of after COVID, I started walking.
Okay. So like eighth grade?
Yeah.
What is your favorite class in school and why?
Social studies. I like learning about history and all the things that have happened like around the world.
That's cool. What's your favorite thing of learning about history most recently?
So we're doing like a project on U.S. history. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm learning about the Black Sox scandal in baseball.
I don't know what that is. Please explain.
So in 1919, at the World Series, it was the White Sox versus the Cincinnati Reds. Mm-hmm. And the White Sox were accused of fixing the game and meeting up with gamblers. Mm-hmm. And they ended up losing the World Series, even though they were one of the favorites to win the World Series.
Why is it called the Black Sox scandal then?
Because it was one of the most major fixes in the game. And so that's kind of, after that, they created the commission. Mm. And so then all the players who were a part of it ended up getting blacklisted from being able to play again. But before that, they never really had someone there watching over it. And so after that, they got the term Black Sox instead of like the White Sox.
Ah, oh, interesting. Okay. What are two things from the message last Sunday that made you think, sounded good, or caused you to react in some way?
I like the catapult.
The catapult?
Like,
why?
Yeah, because I feel like it really helped me understand how we are, like the cause and effect. And so how we are with Jesus and without Jesus and without God.
Yeah.
And it was also like a fun thing to watch happen as you're learning about it.
Yeah, it's a good visual, right? So Pastor Zelt had the catapult and the force down was Jesus, right? And so that was the cause. And then the reaction was a koosh ball. I haven't seen a koosh ball in a long time. When's the last time you saw a koosh ball?
Never.
All right, that's all along. Like, and so the koosh ball was in the catapult. It's like a big stringy ball thing, right? And so we are supposed to be the koosh ball. And Jesus, it pushes down in the catapult. He's the cause. The reaction is then we have actions, right? We live the life according to his ways, right?
Yep.
It was a good visual. What was another thing you liked or thought was interesting?
I like the city on the hill.
Yeah.
Hippos?
Hippos, yeah.
I think it was really cool just to see how people are able to build the city on a hill. Mm-hmm. And how you're flying above that, you're going to see that. And I think that's really cool, especially how we as children of God are able to stand out among other people and help share his word.
That's awesome. Good. Yeah. And I thought to myself, this is like what I was thinking, looking at the picture. I was like, there's some pretty sweet trails going up and down towards that city. I could probably mountain bike those things.
Yeah.
And there you were thinking about like how cool it was to be an example. All right. Got one more question for you.
Okay.
If you could be any creature that lives in the ocean, what would you be and why?
I would be a water dinosaur.
So are you saying there are still water dinosaurs, or are you saying you would have been a water dinosaur?
I would have been a water dinosaur.
And why?
Because, in a nutshell, what if we were all dinosaurs, you know?
Could you please clarify what "in a nutshell" means for me?
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means anymore.
You don't know what it means anymore?
Yep.
All right, folks, so just so you know, this is an inside joke between Kayla and I because she's part of the foundation and framework class stuff that I do for the high schoolers. And I said something was in a nutshell, and she had a definite issue with me using the phrase, and then the phrase became to be nothing for either of us.
It was the women's retreat. We were talking about like how it's like church and all this stuff in a nutshell, but super intense. And it's like, if it's intense, it's not in a nutshell.
That's what it was. Yes. The women's retreat is like all discipleship happening in one spot, very intense. It's like in a nutshell happening. And you didn't like that idea.
No.
Because in a nutshell can't be an intense thing for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the water dinosaur idea. Why do you actually want to be a water dinosaur? And don't say in a nutshell.
Because what if we were all dinosaurs?
What about it?
What if?
Like now?
Yeah.
Like we're currently dinosaurs and we don't know it?
Yeah.
That's a thought.
I think it'd be pretty cool if it just turns out we're dinosaurs and dinosaurs were humans. I feel like that would be a pretty crazy world if like people, like in the future, they decide to change the meaning of it. And so humans are now dinosaurs and dinosaurs are humans. And then people from like the past come into the future and they're like, we're dinosaurs?
It's getting very hard to follow.
So, but like, what if we were all dinosaurs?
What if we were?
I'd be a water dinosaur.
Way to bring it back, Kayla. Oh, Kayla, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it. And I love having you come around the office and hang out and be part of Foundation of Framework Class 2.